Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles. Workbook lesson 337. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 337. My sinlessness protects me from all harm. My sinlessness ensures me perfect peace, eternal safety, everlasting love, freedom forever from all thought of loss. Complete deliverance from suffering. And only happiness can be my state, for only happiness is given me. What must I do to know all this is mine? I must accept atonement for myself and nothing more. God has already done all things that need be done. And I must learn I need do nothing of myself. For I need but accept myself, my sinlessness, created for me, now already mine. To feel God's love protecting me from harm. To understand my Father loves his Son. To know I am the Son my Father loves. Father, you who created me in sinlessness are not mistaken about what I am. I was mistaken when I thought I sinned, but I accept atonement for myself. Father, my dream is ended now. Amen. My sinlessness protects me from all harm. What must I do to know all this is mine? He says I must accept atonement for myself and nothing more. I must accept the undoing of the false beliefs for myself and nothing more. All I need to do is let go of what's not real, the false beliefs. That's all. I need to accept that I am sinless, right now. I need to accept love's protection. He protects me from all harm right now. I need to accept and understand my Father loves me as His Son right now. I need to accept that I know I am my Father's Son. I was reflecting on what happened last night at dinner. I was at neighbor's house, and as I was preparing to go to the house, I was getting dressed. The thought came into the mind about the house I was going to. The son was in town for Christmas. He works at a school near Hollywood and has famous actors and actresses as friends. And as I was getting dressed, I was thinking about looking good, looking more modern maybe than I usually do. And at dinner, I heard myself say, make humor around being mod at the expense of one of my friends at the table, suggesting that she wasn't mod. It was done in a humorous way. But this morning in meditation, I noticed that these thoughts started back in that closet when I was getting dressed. And that I was believing I was less than. I was less than the people whom he hangs out with in California. And in that, I was being unloving to myself. And at dinner, as I heard myself say those things, they didn't feel good when I said them. And this morning, I realized I was projecting that feeling of being not good enough on my friend, who in truth is more mod than I am. If in the closet I had let that thought go, remembering my sinlessness, remembering there is nothing lacking, that everything is happening as it should, perfectly. If I had not believed the idea of lack in that closet, I wouldn't have projected out an unloving thought. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to be in awareness of the purpose behind every thought. Help me to be aware of every unloving thought and remember that I am sinless, I am innocent, I am your son, completely whole and completely loved, that there is nothing lacking in me. There is nothing lacking in my brother. Help me to have an open heart and an open mind, to be willing to see my innocence and my sinlessness. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, and we quiet the body by getting into a comfortable position, taking a few deep breaths. Lovingly making a commitment to ourselves for these next few minutes to have nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Allowing all of the thoughts and concepts about the day to slip away. For these next few moments, we are completely free of any responsibilities, of any desires. Of any seeking or wanting. We sit as if a newborn child, without a past, without a future, without language, without a body, without concepts, without logic. We allow ourselves to experience the innocence and the sinlessness that comes from the innocence. As things come into awareness, thoughts, body sensations, sounds, we simply let them be there, aware that we're aware of them. But noticing that they have no meaning. As we sit without concepts, these things in awareness are meaningless. Thank you. And as we allow ourselves to remain aware of being aware of what comes into awareness, noticing they are meaningless, we turn inward. Allowing ourselves to simply be the awareness. Without applying any kind of meaning. Simply being awareness. In innocence, in freedom, in peace. Thank you for joining with me today in experiencing our innocence, our sinlessness, our truth. Namaste.